Yeah, like that. Get a $2 small McCafé iced caramel macchiato or caramel frappe from McDonald's. Joy included. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
At 3:02, we welcome you into the gym class for a snowy Friday here on KGYM. Coming up on the show, Rob Gray from CycloneFanatic.com will be joining us to talk Iowa State basketball and more. Also, we'll have the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 coming your way, plus taking a look at tonight's Iowa-Michigan game. All that and more coming up on the gym class for a snowy Friday on KGYM. And welcome aboard, Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Zach Schmitz, Mr. Buttons, our producer again today. It is gym class coming your way on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, as we are under a winter storm warning. And if you look outside the window, you can see that it is true, Mark. And take your time out there. Give yourself a little extra time. Give yourself, please, some extra room. And even if you are in a four-wheel drive vehicle, that does not mean that you are not going to slide. It just means that you'll probably slide farther. So take your time. Be careful out there. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I don't have very far to come to the studio, but I can tell you that it's not normal winter driving conditions. If this is normal, then it's not particularly good. So, it's a matter of taking a little extra time and being cautious and being careful out there right now, as the snowplows obviously have not been out yet. And I imagine in the country, go ahead and give us a call or a text if you have any information out there. I imagine the wind is playing havoc with some of the highways and interstates. I know some people have cut out of work early and come home, and
a lot of folks have. Yeah,
this is a sports show. It has impacted the sports scene tonight. Not the Michigan Iowa game that will go on as scheduled. Tip off a little after 8 o'clock, but Scott, by and large, the high school scene has been wiped out tonight,
yeah,
and even into tomorrow.
Yeah, into tomorrow as well. Pretty much everything around Eastern. I don't know of a game in Eastern Iowa that is going to be played tonight that was not played last night. Also, wrestling meets for tomorrow have been postponed as well. The Jayhawk at Jefferson is going to now be wrestled on Monday. I know Marion pulled the plug on the Lloyd Schaefer a little bit ago. By the way, Ann on the First Federal Credit Union text line with a fine reminder for everybody out there, please turn on your headlights out there as well if you are driving. And there will be people, and I commend you, that'll be headed down to Iowa City tonight for Iowa and Michigan. And we'll talk about the on-court Iowa-Michigan. That'll be coming up in just a little bit. But if you are making plans to go down there, please take some extra time. And if you can, it might not be a bad idea to get down there during the daylight hours. It's a later game. We know that. I believe that Iowa has announced that it will be free parking around Carver-Hawkeye Arena tonight. So that is a boon as well. So take that into consideration if you're headed down there. And it's not going to be a sellout, we know, for tonight, but we'll see what happens. It'll be a small but hopefully boisterous crowd tonight.
Yeah, I was trying to think in my mind, knowing what I know out there right now in terms of weather, how many fans may show up at Carver-Hawkeye Arena tonight? We know there's a lot of fans in and around Iowa City, easier for those folks to get to the arena, but what about from Cedar Rapids, Waterloo? Certainly Des Moines, those folks probably will be staying home. I ask you the over and under on a number of rear ends in the seats tonight at Carver-Hawkeye Arena.
Well, I know four that won't be there. I said 5,000.
Mm.
They get 5,000 there tonight. Might be a situation that they've done it before where they just throw the doors open. If you're there, come on in. I'm not saying that is happening. Please don't heed my words carefully, but it has been done before. No announcement if that is the case tonight as of yet. But that, and 8 o'clock start does not help either.
Right.
With the game not getting over until probably at least 10 o'clock, if not beyond 10 o'clock. Couple more texts relating to the weather on the First Federal Credit Union text line. Check them out, by the way, online at firstfedcu.com. 6099 just came from Iowa City to Robbins. Traffic is 35 to 50 miles per hour on the interstate. 9267, Iowa County gravel roads are covered. Small drifts, but not bad yet. Des Moines was really hit hard. Snow is moving from the southwest to the northeast through eastern Iowa right now. And Weather Service calling for 4 to 6 inches of snow before it's all said and done. Worst part may be coming up afterwards, and that is the fact that this might change to a little bit of a freezing variety later on. Plus,
we don't need that.
Plus the wind. We got already the freezing stuff on the bottom of all this. I tried like heck last night, a whole bag of salt to get that off the bottom of the driveway, and I don't think I did much good.
It's too cold.
Yeah, and so, yeah. There you go. There you go. Please, bottom line is be careful out there. As we've been through this before. We know the drill. And just give yourself some extra time. Turn the headlights on. Give yourself extra room. Be courteous to your neighbor out there as well. It's not a race. We'll all get home. A-okay. Right, Mark?
Well, let's hope so.
Let's hope so. 319-366-1600. If you have trying to decide whether I have to go to the
grocery store yet today or not.
That is the one thing I cannot fathom.
We talk about it all the time. I mean, it's nothing new.
No, but I don't get it. I don't.
Unless you're out of toilet paper, you don't need to go to the store.
No, we're not saying,
right?
I guess. I don't know.
What do you really need to go to the store for today? Well, I'm out of creamer and dish soap, so I'm debating whether to stop or not.
If you're going,
I'm
for,
not out.
If you're going for creamer and dish soap, no. You find a bar of ivory somewhere and help yourself out for tonight. No need to go. I mean, I saw pictures and videos of people at the store earlier today, and it's like a hurricane is coming or something like that.
What do you really need at the store? 319-366-1600.
Do you really want to go down that?
Okay, you can say liquor if you want, but if you're totally out, let us know.
319-366-1600.
Somebody's LOLing me.
Now,
I know she is, too.
Yeah. Now, toilet paper might be the only one. Toilet paper, yeah, that is a staple. That is something you need.
Come on, if you have Kleenex. I mean, what did you back in the day?
No. Rob Gray will join us coming up in a little bit, in about 5-6 minutes or so, to talk Iowa State basketball. Iowa State in action as the Cyclones will be taking on Oklahoma State coming up, or Texas Tech and then Oklahoma State. I'm getting ahead of myself. Now you've just awoken the monster.
That's our job, isn't it?
Adam says whiskey. 33:58. Worst part about Friday storms. Friday night is my shopping night, and I'm out of food. Yeah, now, see, there you go. That's perfectly acceptable right there.
21:39, diapers.
Got to get diapers.
I don't need them yet.
Thank you, Mark. 67.79, have to get booze from the grocery store. It's a must-have. So far we have three booze, and you're out of food.
Ann weighing in again.
Went out and get some White Claw. Way to go, Ann.
Laughed out loud because just stopped for White Claw. That's pretty popular these days, isn't it?
Beer and ice melt, says 32.63. Man. 50-15. If you have a big, heavy 4x4, good for you, but be courteous of those who don't. 4x4 helps you go a bit, but it doesn't help you stop. Very good point.
85.93, vodka and orange juice for breakfast.
On a serious note, 1991 says possible towing ban coming for Johnson County. So keep that in mind. Yeah, it's a pretty good storm out there, so a lot of things happening. 319-366-1600. We do have Iowa, Michigan coming up tonight to concentrate on. Second meeting of the year between the Wolverines and the Hawkeyes. They had a score fest to start the Big Ten season in Ann Arbor. That was the night Luca Garza went off for 44. I can't imagine Juwan Howard going with the same defensive philosophy that he had in that particular ball game tonight against Luca Garza, but that remains to be seen.
Maybe not Fran McCaffrey either, because Michigan shot it very, very well that night. And Iowa's going to need a better defensive effort than it had in Ann Arbor. I think it's going to be a really, really good game.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. And Michigan's a little bit, I'm not going to say they need it's a must-win for the Wolverines, but their record worse than Iowa's as far as the Big Ten Conference is concerned right now. And Ohio State right now, I think, is 2-4. Michigan loses tonight, they're going to be at 2-4. As far as the conference is concerned, they're going to be a little shorthanded the way it sounds tonight without Livers. So we'll see how it all plays out. If you're Iowa, though, I think you are preparing, much like Lisa Bluter did last night, even though it did not happen, that Michigan's going to be at full strength.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't put away the possibility that everyone is going to play. And I'm sure that's what Fran McCaffrey and his staff did for the scout for this game tonight.
And on our first Fed Credit Union text line, rapidly becoming our resident meteorologist.
Gonna have to wrestle Zach for that.
It took me 1 hour to get from Cedar Rapids to south of Solon via Highway 1. Evidently, they don't have White Claw in Solon, and maybe not.
Had to go up and get it. Yeah. Had to go up and get it. Maybe some other provisions as well out there. Speaking of the Iowa women, what a win last night for Lisa Bluter and the gang up at Williams Arena in Minneapolis.
Not a very good Minnesota team, especially without its top scorer.
Who is now transferring.
Who's announced her transfer. But Iowa had to scratch and claw and do everything it could to pull out a one-point victory on a civilian three-pointer late in the game, 8 seconds left, I believe it was. And Iowa was down, 13 points with 6-7 minutes left. And
put on a furious comeback.
That was, any win on the road, Lisa Bluter will tell you, is a good one. But I think Iowa might have had a bit of a letdown after Maryland and Indiana last week. Indiana, by the way, loses another overtime game to Northwestern.
Two good teams going at it there, though. Two really good teams going at it, though. 319-366-1600. Zach Johnson on the golf course where it's much sunnier and less snowy in the desert, in the Palm Desert, California.
Yeah, it's really been an up and down round for Zach Johnson. He is on the stadium course. He started out with a double bogey on his first hole, was 3 over par through 5, and then got it back to even with 3 straight birdies. Gave a stroke back at the 9th with a bogey. And Zach has just birdied number 11, a par 5. So he's even on the day, -2 on the tournament, but frankly, getting run over.
Yeah.
There's a lot of birdies out there. Right now, the leader of the tournament is Ricky Fowler. Very hot. -7 on the day, -14 for the tournament.
We'll keep you updated on Zach's progress throughout our program here as we're with you till 4 o'clock. Then it's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Yes, 92-67, the Iowa women are a fun team to watch. Again, in 2019-2020, much like they were in 2018-2019 for that season. Got to take a break, come back. Rob Gray will join us from Cyclone Fanatic, and we'll take a look at Iowa State's game against Texas Tech in Lubbock tomorrow. When we come back, you're listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
We've got your best interest in mind. When you park your savings at DePaco Community Credit Union, you could earn more thanks to the above market rates. Locked in or liquid, fixed or variable rate. DePaco has options that give you the access to cash that you need, and your accounts are federally insured by NCUA. Your money for good. The deposits you make at DePaco are recycled into loans for your friends and neighbors. Now that's a concept in everyone's best interest. And you'll be money ahead with free tools like You Name It Savings Accounts, Savings Buckets for whatever you wish, and Change Up Savings rounds up your debit card spending to the nearest dollar, automatically moving that extra change to an account that you choose. Easy money. Let us pique your interest. See all our savings and deposit rates at DePaco.com/rates or call or visit any DePaco office to discuss the many ways we can help you save. It's in your best interest. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
Hey guys, it's time to get things in shape for winter at Vernon Village True Value.
Yeah, Jim, 18-gallon Sterilite totes are just $5.99 each. Select Filtrete Allergen Defense Furnace Filters just $9.99 each. And Honeywell Cool Mist Humidifiers only $49.99.
Right, Hal. And Master Mechanic Booster Cables are just $9.99 at Vernon Village True Value, too.
Want their ad delivered to your phone?
Yeah!
Just text Vernon Village to 71441.
Vernon Village True Value, 3501 Mount Vernon Road Southeast, Cedar Rapids.
It is inevitable at this point. Everybody needs to be on Windows 10. There are a lot of people still running Windows 7 because they don't want to make that change. I very much empathize and understand, and we all do at Network Computer Solutions. That's where we're here to help, to be honest with you and get you through that process to be able to keep your business run effectively.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
One player can't beat an entire field. That's not how the game is played. To win, you need the support, backup, and protection of a team. So when you're ready to make your way in the world, join the team at Smart 263. Their apprenticeship program gives you outstanding training, real support, and a smart game plan for a great paying career. And you earn while you learn. Get details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back with you in the gym class here in KGYM, and Zach tells us that there is a tow ban now for Johnson County as well as every county around Linn County. We do not have the tow ban here in Linn County as of yet, but I imagine that is probably coming down the line. Again, if you have any weather-related announcements or traffic announcements, please let us know. Either give Zach a call, 319-366-1600, or let us know via the First Federal Credit Union text line. Again, same number, 319-366-1600. I'm going to talk some Iowa State basketball right now. Rob Gray from Cyclone Fanatic set to join us as the Cyclones with the second half of their back-to-back trip to Texas. Baylor on Wednesday night, and doesn't get any easier tomorrow in Lubbock as they take on the last year's national runner-up, the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Before that, Rob, how was everything? Central Iowa got the snow earlier than we did. It was it's not pleasant out there.
No, it's blowing around like crazy, and it's actually died down a little bit here, thinking about a little bit, getting the snowblower going. But again, you don't know what other waves are coming. So obviously, most importantly, stay off the roads unless you have to be on them, which, of course, a lot of people have to be. So hoping for safe travels for everyone who needs to be out there.
Can I say it? Can I dare say it? Grassy lots are closed? In Ames.
Yeah. Oh man, that's you can say it. You can say it again and again and again because it's true about any time you say it.
Rob, we knew that'd be a tough game down at Baylor. Double digit loss, not horrible. I wonder what happened to Halliburton that game. He only got up by like four shots, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, he did get up a fair amount of threes. I think he hit a couple threes and really struggled to get anything else going. This is what he has said, and it's, and you know, it shows up when you watch what teams are doing. They're saying, this guy's not going to beat us. Mm-hmm. We are going to, as Halliburton says, quote, load up on him, unquote. They'll chase the guy with usually their most athletic guy, and then they'll bring out big men to kind of get in his way. So it's kind of clogging things up for him. And as much as good a player as he is, and again, projected by many to be an NBA lottery pick, given his versatility and athleticism, it's just hard to get up shots on your own when teams are that committed to slowing you down. And, you know, when Iowa State's been good, Bolton's been able to knock down. He's been hitting the threes well recently, but he's got to continue to attack the rim where he's really good. And they've also run into a lot of teams with very athletic big men and length recently, which makes it harder for him to finish there, especially a team like Baylor that perennially has those types of players. But, Halliburton, I think, a couple games, Kansas really, really loaded up on him and limited him, again, coming off the wrist injury recently. But, it's tough to get him going because teams are literally going to do everything they can to shut him down and dare other people to beat them. And unfortunately, save Oklahoma in the first four Big 12 games for Iowa State, that hasn't happened.
It was a very balanced effort for the Cyclones without Tyrese going off a little bit. Nobody in double figures, but just a lot of guys between 6 and 9 points in that game on Wednesday night.
Well, yeah, and I think the thing that's encouraging for them, even in that loss, which Baylor just put a huge run on them out of halftime to build almost a 20-point lead, and then Iowa State kind of hung around after that, is they did play a quote-unquote tough game. I think defensively they were a lot tougher. Baylor missed some shots, maybe they don't always miss, but they were able to make them uncomfortable a little bit. You know, Baylor's forte year after year is that defense centered on zone. They're working a lot more man this year and still, excuse me, I think one of the top teams nationally on the defensive end. And, you know, that's just it's a tough, you have any kind of lapse against a team like that on the road or at home, you're going to pay. And Baylor came out, I think they had 4 or 5 threes early in the second half. Got a break, maybe. You can't even come close to following a three-point shooter at the buzzer at the end of halftime. Cyclones go from being down 2 to being down five in that situation. Then the big run. I mean, you look at a few minutes there that just kind of got away from them. Other than that, very tough-minded, active hands type of game where they competed with the number two in the team in the country very well. So that's the encouraging part. But, what's discouraging is being 1-3 in the league and obviously some of the other bumps along the way to an 8-8 overall mark.
Yeah, Rob, is it a matter up to now is not enough complimentary players? Those players probably now in the NBA right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, few at the time he was being recruited projected that Talen Horton-Tucker was going to be a one-and-done guy. Yes, they knew he was super talented, highly rated recruit, but for his game to translate that well, that quickly, based on basically what they saw as potential, and flashes certainly too in games, but that caught them by surprise. And you know, Cam Lowry, who's had his issues, in a number of ways at times, you think of what a piece that would be in the backcourt, as a big man to help complement that group, or kind of Michael Jacobson's playing out of position almost wherever he is, playing hard but out of position, and Solomon Young still trying to get back to where he was after several injuries. So it's a very different team they probably expected to have, but they've got some guys who are shooters. I mean, Bolton coming on from the three-point line, I think most people knew that his struggles there weren't going to last too long based on how well he shot it, which was pretty decent at Penn State as a true freshman last year. You just need some of the guys. They got to find the right mix, and they've had a hard time doing that. Trey Jackson got going against Oklahoma, not so much against Baylor. I mean, they have to hit those open looks if they're going to have a chance, and it seems like it's been one kind of mismatch. Okay, maybe they're hitting shots, and the defense is really struggling. Well, against Baylor, the defense, I think, was better than it's been recently, and then they just couldn't hit a shot. So got to put those pieces together, and Coach Prohm is working a lot of different lineups and groupings to try to figure that out. And as you said at the outset, not going to be any easier against an always defensively elite Texas Tech team on Saturday.
Rob Gray joining us, senior writer, Cyclone Fanatic. With us on the Friday snowy edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. You mentioned some of the things that Steve Prohm attempting to do right now, one of the things he is doing over the last couple of games is getting that getting the bench more involved, getting more people in there, getting them in and out a little bit more. Do you think that has helped the Cyclones?
I think it has. I mean, the Oklahoma game was I guess, kind of an outlier in a way. I mean, they got up by, I think, 25-26. Oklahoma made a run to almost crawl back into it. I mean, that's a decent Oklahoma team. It's everyone from pretty much five on down to Big 12, or five to eight at least, maybe five to nine, are somewhat interchangeable. Going to see who can figure it out the quickest, is who's going to maybe be able to be that 5-6 team in the league. So, you know, really got it going offensively, played well defensively, really forced some turnovers, got a lot of points off those turnovers, had the fast-breaking stuff going. It seemed like, quote-unquote, Iowa State basketball in terms of the freewheeling, transition-fueled sort of high-tempo game. They really had a hard time establishing that against anyone else, and Baylor, admittedly, is one of the toughest teams to try to dictate tempo against. Even if you end up beating them, usually they find a way to establish the pace themselves. So I think there's some optimism they can get that stuff figured out. I think it was a boost getting George Condit, very athletic, rim running big, into the starting lineup. It was a tough deal for Solomon Young, of course, four-year player. He was, again, battled through a bunch of injuries and plays hard. But they needed to go a little bit smaller maybe at the outset, and I think it's helping them. And then they're still getting some good minutes from Solomon and Michael Jakeson. They're trying to match what other teams are doing. Maybe sometimes have two bigs, sometimes the one. I think the team is at its best when there's the one, and you're cycling guys in, kind of rapidly to keep people fresh. But it's a tough situation because obviously a lot of teams at the Big 12 present mismatch problems in a lot of ways, and you can't just, if you strictly go small all the time, you're really going to struggle against the Baylors of the world, the Kansas of the world, Texas Techs of the world, and so on.
Rob, a really good story on the Iowa State campuses in Eastern Iowa, Iowa, named Ashley Jones, who is doing phenomenal things on the court, getting kind of beat up.
At least according to Bill Finley.
Battered inside, yeah. but she's got a chance to be an all-timer, it looks like.
Oh, yeah, she does. And I mean, I think they knew that coming out, her pedigree, what she'd done in high school. And she is a player who's, a fearless player. Does whatever she can to help the team. And as you said, I mean, you mentioned Bill Fenway. I think you can drop the kind of. There's no qualifier you need to in terms of the beat-up aspect. And he voiced some real criticism of Big 12 officiating. And he feels that a couple of games, teams have really been allowed to, as you said, beat her up. And it may have cost them a little bit in a couple of close games. So we'll see what that means going forward. One thing you can always count on from Coach Stanley is telling it like it is, A, and B, telling it like he sees it. That's, again, Iowa State's a team that's, Jones is the clear leader. She can do about everything for them. But they're a team that can possibly put something together as long as they get Madison Wise back, which they recently did, and have a chance to make a run. But Jones is the point of the spear for Stern has done, I think, even better than expected so early in her career.
Well, it's interesting. The men and the women are kind of going hand in hand right now because when the women shoot it well, like they did for the Big 12 win, boy, they look terrific. Now, Scott, when people put it in the basket, they're really good. But I think it's even more for both the Iowa State men and women.
No, absolutely. And, people can say, okay, yes, that's an obvious thing. But, hey, there are a lot of teams that fill it up. But if you can't defend to save your life, you're going to lose. But these teams can defend. I think the women really can get it going occasionally. And the men, maybe in shorter stints so far, they're working on that consistency, which I talked about yesterday, and availability. But still a pretty young team, pretty inexperienced team overall. So they've got a chance to find themselves. But, yeah, both those teams, when they're hitting shots, they're tough to beat. And, that points to the fact, I think, that they're playing better defense, just not enough that they can wallpaper over those too frequent deficiencies in shooting the basketball.
Big 12 men, who has impressed you early on? What team, or is there a team that has impressed you or surprised you so far?
Well, in person, Kansas impressed me the most. They were just sensational in dismantling the Cyclones by 26 in Hilton Coliseum, which, of course, you know, second worst loss league play, I think, at Hilton since it opened in 1971. Kansas also beaten by 29, I don't know what it was, 16 years ago or something like that. So, but then they turned around, and I know they were a little bit shorthanded, lose by double digits, home to Baylor. I think Baylor's got to be the clear cut. Not surprised, because almost year in and year out, Scott Drew gets that team to outperform external expectations, at least. And it's just such a, again, a tough team. Baylor, again, known for that zone, but now doing a lot more with man principles than they usually do, and it's working. I think Scott Drew kind of gets a bad rap. I think Scott Drew has developed into what most should consider an extremely good coach, a guy who obviously gets the most out of his players and recruits the type of players that allow them to be successful in his system, which he now shows he's willing to tweak somewhat significantly. So they seem like the team to beat at this point, but we'll see what happens with Tech. A lot of new players this year with Jarrett Culberdon and a lot of those key contributors to last season's national championship game team. But, man, they're so tough, too. And, TCU surprising a little bit, too. But it's got, right now I'm thinking Baylor is the cream of the crop, I mean, until proven otherwise.
Rob, it's been going on a month since that really tough loss to Notre Dame in Orlando. Speaking of football, obviously. And now that folks have had a chance to just reflect on last season, what's the overriding thought about last year and then going into next year?
Well, I think the overriding thought is they thought, Coach Campbell is, and Matt Campbell is going to always never say a team has quote-unquote arrived. I think they thought they were closer to arriving going into last season than they obviously feel coming out of it. So many critical mistakes in games that they had a chance to win down the stretch, whether it be falling behind and looking pretty lifeless for the first three quarters in a game at Baylor, that they lose on the last second field goal after coming back with three fourth quarter touchdowns, whether it be the three interceptions late against Oklahoma State, a team that you should have beat, and you lose by a touchdown on that pick six. So many games that you can point to, hey, we made the key mistake in the key moment that swung that game. And they thought mentally they were the point where those were going to swing the other way. They were going to make the other team make that mistake. Sometimes that snowballs. Sometimes that's just luck. I mean, they have, I know, on some of these advanced stats, they have, adjusted luck or something. And in Iowa State, it was definitely ranked near the bottom in at least one. But you got to manufacture your own, too. So I think Iowa State's program is in a good spot when 7-6 is a pretty big disappointment based on what they had coming in. Now, I think some people were more banged up than people realized throughout the season, at least on the outside, including Brock Purdy. That makes a difference. But nonetheless, in a position, just like the year before, to really post the type of year they did, double-digit win season, and just not able to get it done. So I think some disappointment, but I think they know why it happened. And I think for that, there's the requisite optimism, or the usual optimism that comes on the heels of that disappointment.
Yeah, and Iowa State, Matt Campbell brought a new assistant coach on board as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, Alex Golish left a long time. I mean, he'd been with Campbell earlier, went to Illinois for a while, came back. Really good recruiter, really did a great job with the tight end. So as a group, was pretty much non-existent when they got there. And now they've got, three potentially NFL caliber guys in the fold there, and coming back in Charlie Kohler and Chase Allen and Dylan Sainer. So, things are going to get shaken up a little bit. Got a new strength coach as well, who I think is well-esteemed. So, not major shakeups necessarily, but certainly the types of tweaks that I think they feel pretty good about overall.
And obviously, number one priority going into the spring and in the spring is got to be offensive line, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and I think they're really looking at trying to get a grad transfer in there. They've got a lot of young guys that haven't played a whole lot that they're really high on even coming into this season. So I think they like what they've got in terms of depth. But you want to have a real leader. And some of the guys that are poised to lead there are still reasonably young in terms of playing at this level. To be a Trevor Downing, who's done really well, or Colin Newell, who's battled injuries, but certainly had his moments and battled back this season. I think that's something to really keep an eye on. I think they really want to get a grad transfer in that role, can be kind of that leader and also be a high-performing type of guy. And I think there's some mutual interest out there, according to some birdies, maybe chirping somewhere in the vicinity of me and others. So that's something to keep an eye on for sure.
Yeah. It'll be here before we know it, and that is spring football. But a lot of basketball to cover from now until then. And keep up the great work at Cyclone Fanatic. Rob, always a pleasure to talk with you, and best of luck snow blowing.
Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, Scott and Mark, always a pleasure coming on, and best of luck with you in the same regard.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks. Rob Gray from CycloneFanatic.com, senior writer for those folks. And give him a follow on Twitter as well. Still, as we mentioned a little bit earlier on, there is a tow ban now for the counties surrounding Linn County, including Iowa City area. Winter storm warning continuing and some accidents. There was one a couple hours ago reported on I-380 southbound just past H Avenue exit. So please be careful out there. Give yourself a little extra room, a little extra time. Headlights on all the fun winter driving stuff that you need to go through your checklist.
Indeed. We have a poll question for you today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Fairly straightforward one. Do the Hawkeyes prevail over the Wolverines tonight in Iowa City? Yes or no? And thanks to Emo's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Yeah, Iowa, Michigan is going on tonight. That might be the only thing. Also canceled, or at least postponed, USHL hockey between Dubuque and Waterloo. Postponed. So there you go. How about that? How about that? How about what's coming up next? Dave is here. That means only one thing. It is time, just about anyway, to get the panel together for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6.
And a new guest picker to be revealed.
That's right.
Who will team up with you and I on the gym class side of things.
Maybe this will be the last guest picker because we've got young whippersnapper Zach over there.
Yeah.
Maybe he's our secret weapon to put us over the top.
It could be.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some other ideas in the building here, too.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Always have ideas out there. So we will do that when we return. You're listening to The Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Back after this.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere, and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at LinderTire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at LinderTire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at LinderTire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
The Home Depot delivers on your terms. Just say when, where, and how. Get free delivery on over a million items. No membership required. Need it fast? Order in-stock items online and pick them up in as little as 2 hours. Or tell us when you'll be home and we'll bring your order to your front door today. It's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit HomeDepot.com for details.
Live sports and great smart rock go hand in hand. Take KGYM and Smart FM everywhere you go with the free KGYM app and the free Smart FM app. Sports and your favorite music on your mobile device with a touch of a button. For the home game or the road trip, Get the KGYM app and Smart FM app for free today from your app store or KGYMradio.com and SmartRockin.com.
To call yourself an explorer, you should possess a few essential qualities, like a yearning for adventure and back massages from available multi-contour front seats with five active motion massage themes, and an available 980-watt 14-speaker B&O sound system by Bang & Olufsen, and an available heated leather-wrapped steering wheel with paddle shifters. The 2020 Ford Explorer, completely redesigned and more comfortable than ever. It's the greatest exploration vehicle of all time.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at your local automotive retailer.
Back in the gym class for a Friday here at KGYM. Again, winter storm warning out there. Please be careful. Dave just let us know it is slick out there. And there is a tow ban in effect now for Johnson County and all the counties around Linn County. I would imagine Linn County is going to get in line as well coming up before too long. And if you're on your way to Iowa, Michigan tonight, please, please take your time and be careful out there as the snow continues to come down as we look out on Ali Alley out there. Time for the Pick 6 brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right next to the Home Depot and behind the Taco John's. What is that? 15-game lead, Mark?
Yes, it is, Scott.
Okay.
And we've been really helped out by the morning scramble on Z102.9. Eric and Claire, I stopped by our leader Chris Jackson's office before the show, and I said, Chris, and you got big shoes to fill. Chris is our guest picker.
Welcome!
Joining the gym class.
The boss man's here.
Okay, I'll take that, because I like you. Don't call me a leader. That's just too much expectations on my behalf.
All right.
Grumpy boss man is what they call me over at Z102.9.
They call you grumpy boss man.
Yeah, I don't think I'm that grumpy, am
I? No. Depends how you do on your picks here this week.
Well, I was grumpy after last week. All right, so here's the thing. Not a Houston Texans fan, number one, but number two, I'm a Broncos fan, but I lived in Houston, so I was rooting for him. And when that was happening last week, right, we're up 24-0, I was going to text you, Nash, and I was like, just I wanted to poke just a little bit, and I'm like, nope. Don't troll, because if you do that, it'll come back to get you. And look what happened.
Look what you even look thought what about happened. It. You thought about it, and look what happened.
And
look,
it still happened.
Yeah. Well,
now I want my revenge.
Maybe Tennessee will carry that. We'll see. The czar and grand poobah of the Pick Six, Todd Brommelkamp.
Well, if Kansas City can come back from 24-0, we can certainly come back from a 15-game deficit.
There's going
the gauntlet
we're
has
not
been
going
thrown.
To. There's
we're
not going
be,
to.
There's going to be a special 25 pick Super Bowl edition.
Can we get Patrick Mahomes on line one, please?
You're talking to the guy who's 1-1. You're talking to the guy who's 1-11 over his last 2 weeks at picking games here. I'm not quite at a Colin Coward level of ineptitude yet, but let's do lunch next week. You guys let me know what day you're available, and I'll pay off. I'll make good on my...
Dave's probably available anytime.
We got to get in there. Dave, is there a time limit on the beef stroganoff? Mark wants to get in before beef stroganoff is off the menu.
Well said. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, as long as we can get in and get Mark his beef stroganoff. Let's go ahead and start with Tennessee, Kansas City. The... Chiefs at home as a 7.5-point favorite. And who was our winner last week?
Scott.
6-0. Was our Mr. 6-0. Which, by the way, there will be a rule next year. If you go 6-0, it can wipe out an 0-6.
Oh, really?
But that's next year.
I like it.
That's next year.
I like it.
Okay. I can go with that. We can go with that.
Provided we're all here next year. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. I threw 10 last week. 7.5 seems simple. I hope to be celebrating Sunday night. I'm taking the Chiefs. I'm riding with the Chiefs. Throwing the 7.5. Mark.
Very tempted to ride Derrick Henry in this game. They've been so good the first two. But I think this is a 10-point Kansas City win. So I don't feel confident about it.
Wow. You don't feel confident about it. All right, Chris, step up to the mic.
All right.
What's your pick?
Well, you probably think I'm going to go with the Titans here, right? But I like Derrick Henry, but I don't know how you get past Mahomes. I mean, the Texans had all those defenders all over the place. Still, like, Travis Kelce's a beast. I think it's going to be a Kansas City game, without a doubt.
Kansas City. All right.
I'll take Kansas City to cover here. This is probably, as you said, Scott, about a 10-point game.
I have a feeling we might end up in all agreement here. I like the Chiefs.
Dave, the sage of the group.
Will it be unanimous?
Well, Kansas City hasn't been to a Super Bowl in 50 years.
50 years, I know, Dave. Thanks for the reminder.
Andy Reid is 1-8 against Tennessee lifetime. He's 1-5 in championship games, and that win was with Philadelphia. Kansas City scored 51 points last week. Teams scoring 40 or more points in playoff games are 1-14-1 against the spread the following week. The Chiefs rushed the ball the fewest times of any team in the NFL. The Chiefs had 41 points last week after three quarters. Their rushing output at the end of three quarters was 7 carries for 9 yards by Damian Williams. They will throw the ball 50 or more times and try to win the game. Derrick Henry is on a roll with back-to-back-to-back 180-plus yard games. The Titans have won 4 straight against Kansas City. Give me Kansas City.
All right, so it's unanimous across the board.
Dave, I got to erase.
Mark, the first half line on this game is Kansas City by 4.5 points.
Chris, will Kansas City get off to another slow start? Any clue on that? Or,
I mean, they were doing that just to give them the fair advantage, right?
Yeah, that was the plan all along.
The leading start. Wasn't that really what it was all about?
Yeah. I'm going to take the points in the first half. I think Derrick Henry will run, and that'll be a dominant second half for Kansas City. So give me Tennessee in the first half.
Okay. Chris?
I'm going to go Kansas City in the first half.
Yeah, this will backfire on me. I'll go Kansas City.
This to me is like flipping a coin because whoever sets the pace early, I think Tennessee, if they get off to a good start, Kansas City is not going to be able to come back the way that they did as quickly against the Titans because of the way that they run the ball. But, yeah, I'll go ahead. I'll agree with Mark here. I'll say that this is a close game at the half.
I think the half is big here. For just some reason, 17-13, 17-14. But I'm going to take Kansas City.
Throwing us off again. I think Tennessee keeps it close for one half. I am going to take Tennessee in the first half.
Chris, we're picking the total at 53 points, over, under.
I'm going to go over.
I'm going to go under.
I'm going to go over.
Under.
Under barely.
God, should I make it 3-3? I got to go under. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry about it.
All right, let's head to San Francisco. The spread here, both of them, the first half and game, identical. 7.5 San Francisco is favored by, and I get to go first. I'm going to take Green Bay here. I know San Francisco beat the Packers in the regular season, but Green Bay can at least keep this within a touchdown, if not win the game outright.
I think San Francisco wins this game pretty convincingly.
Get out of here. I'll do the show with Dave tonight.
we better wait.
Well, we might be stuck here, Dave. So yeah, we might all be stuck here.
We got a cot.
The pass rush will be a deciding factor in this game. And the 49ers were bolstered by the return of those three defensive players. And when Dee Ford and Nick Bosa have been on the field at the same time this year, they have recorded 24 sacks. And when they haven't been on the field, they've recorded 24 sacks, but it took over 800 snaps to get there. So, and Frisco's 5-1-1 the last seven games against the Packers, against the spread. I'll take the 49ers to win and cover.
And Brian Bulaga's knee got hurt again just listening to those pass rush stats. Scott?
I think I'd love to see the Chiefs and the Packers, Super Bowl I in the rematch, but I don't think it's going to happen. I'm going to take the 49ers.
Scott, and I apologize for Dave for saying Dee Ford in your presence.
It's okay. We've moved on.
You guys make good points, but just Aaron Rodgers' presence just really... Yeah, I'm going to join Todd. I'm going to say I don't think Green Bay is going to win the game, but as long as Rodgers is out there, they got a shot.
All right, Chris.
This is probably the more tough one for me, honestly. I'm reminiscing on that Week 12 game. Let's not forget that was a blowout there. Yeah. So I think history will repeat itself. I think the Niners' defense is something to not to play with in this game. So I'm going to take the Niners.
I always preferred working for Greg Runyon. Alex, first half total, first half 4.5. San Francisco favored.
I like San Francisco to control this game. I think Green Bay has had a fantastic season, but there's something about that offense all year that has sort of scared me. I think San Francisco is just the better team here.
Dave?
San Francisco for me also. Well,
I'm going Green Bay. I think they keep it close.
13-7 49ers at the half.
I've repeatedly asked you not to make me do math on this. You're taking San Francisco.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Simple math. All incapable right. of doing it.
Chris, first half.
I'm going to give the first half to the Packers.
All right.
I'm going to go all in on Green Bay. Why not? We can buy two lunches. Pick 2 days next week. We can do Monday, Tuesday. We can do Tuesday, Thursday.
It's a back-to-back.
The total on this game, a little less than Kansas City, Tennessee, 45.5 points, Dave.
I'm going to take the over here.
I forgot our tiebreaker also this week is total points scored in tonight's basketball game in Iowa City.
They are playing, by the way.
145.
Oh, I'm going over, and I'm going 170 tonight.
Well, it was 194, right? Combined the last time they played. Mark.
But tonight is, I think, at the Elite Sportsbook is like 145 or 6, something like that. First part of this, I'm going to go under on the total. I don't think it's going to be in the 190s or the 140s. 175.
So I got that meaty area between 170 and 174 I can play with right now. All right, that's good to know.
Chris.
I'm going to take the under on this one.
And tiebreaker.
I think it's going to be another high-scoring game tonight like it was back in December. Let's go, I'm going to say 191.
Woo! Like it.
What are the odds both of these games go under? I took the under in the Kansas City game. I'll take the under here as well, so maybe I split the difference and at least wind up not having to pay for another round of lunches. Under and tonight's total points, give me 144.
All right. And Alex to close her out.
I like both defenses, so I will take the under. And what was your number there, Todd?
121.
Oh, 121. I'll go one.
It was 144.
I'll go 180.
Oh, you went the other direction on me.
Went the other direction. Second time we've gone in the opposite direction here. Dave, always a pleasure. Please be careful on your way back to Emil's.
everyone else as well, and thanks for having me.
We've got plenty of soup if you want to hunker down
soup.
Here for the night.
Better
soup
yet, they
and
have
crackers.
Cots out there at Emo's. Well,
of course. And booze.
Chris, thanks for stopping.
Hey, well, thank you for having me.
And sold on that.
Hey, feel free to let me tag along to lunch after that Greg Runyon comment there, Tom.
Yeah, well.
It might be your last lunch. Yeah.
Technically, technically, it would be a full, you know, the guest pickers. Welcome. Why the heck not?
319-366-1600. We need six callers right now to hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. If your picker has the best week, you get a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. What's coming up? You got a big hour, too.
The final 6 o'clock big hour before it moves to 5 next week. Rob Howe is going to be with us on the phone tonight, but we've got two of the four Hawkeyes who are leaving school early. We'll have Geno Stone and Torrin Young joining us tonight, and Benjamin Albright, one of our favorite NFL analysts, is with us to preview the championship weekend as well.
All right, sounds good. We'll be listening for that coming up later on, starting in just a few minutes here at 4 o'clock. And Mark, best of luck getting back. And best of luck to everybody getting to Iowa City tonight.
More importantly, everyone else out there, be safe. I'm not scared myself.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine out there. Yes, winter storm warning in effect right now. So please, please be careful out there. Give yourself a little extra time. Give yourself a little extra room. And be safe out there. And we'll talk to you on Monday with another edition of the Gym Class. Mike Halas will join us, and we'll go over the weekend in sports. Have a great weekend. Have a safe one, everybody.
Now that Human Resources VP Ashley Campbell has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, she's managing her workforce like a rock star. She even has her own hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have a really diverse workforce with different hours, skill sets, and pay grades.
Don't stop, I'm the dream, you should know that.
Now we're motivating and engaging the right people.